Speaking of burning too bright and dying too early, comedians Red Fox and Andy Kaufman are both dead, but that won't stop them from going on tour together as holograms. A company called Hologram USA today plans to announce the tour, according to an exclusive in the New York Times. What do you think about the hologram thing? Is this a dumb parlor trick that nobody cares about, Christina, or are people actually going to go and watch comedy routines by holograms?
I mean, this is a weird one because Red Fox and Andy Kaufman, like, look, I mean, because their comedy styles are a little bit different, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like I don't know, like Taxi and Sanford and Son are a little bit different to me. I mean, Andy Kaufman was just such an absurdist. And I mean, this honestly seems kind of like an Andy Kaufman prank, right? Like, this seems like something Andy Kaufman would have done when he was alive. He'd be like, I'm going to go on tour with the dead comedian as a hologram. I don't know. I mean, it just makes me think of, like, I don't know. I'm kind of always weirded out by these hologram dead celebrities, like the hologram Tupac and you know, I don't know. It reminds me of I don't know.
It is weird. And I actually think the Tupac one worked because everybody was surprised by it. Everybody in the audience was high as a kite. So it must have been completely weird.
No, it was actually Coachella, right? And everybody was like, oh, my God, it's Tupac. He's back. We all knew he was still alive. Because that's been a rumor that's been, like, in the community for, like, eons, is that he didn't really die. But underground and Machiavelli is who he really is and whatnot. But, like, it's this is just this is weird. I'm going to say, though, I would be intrigued to see what a comedy routine between Red Fox and Andy Kaufman would look like. I don't know.
I'm not. I mean, it sounds, the whole point of stand up is it's a real person. You know, that's
the whole thing. I mean, is it you know what? You make a good point, because if all it is, it's kind of a mashup of, like, their comedy albums or their comedy bits and, like, back and forth, then no. I mean, that's lame. What was the thing? American Idol did this, like, a billion years ago, where they had, like, Elvis and Celine Dion or something side by side. It was a really weird thing. I don't know. This just strikes me as one of those things where it's.
Red Fox is going to do it. Here comes the big one routine, but the big one happened in 1991, Red Fox. So
I was going to say, this doesn't work anymore. Like, you know, I mean, look, exactly. Take me home. And it's like, you are, dude. Yeah. Like, this is pressing. Plus, I mean, I don't know how many, like, what is the audience for this? Because, again, I keep having to harp on this, but I feel like the audience is for, like, Red Fox. Yes, thank you for finding the Celine Dion and Elvis thing. Fantastic. I love it. Thanks. My father was really excited by that moment, I have to say. My father's a big Elvis fan, and he was super excited by that moment.
Yeah, and it's not the bloated Elvis. It's the slim and trim, like Colonel Sanders looking Elvis.
It is. It's like Elvis. Like, it is not the last 5 years Elvis is like Elvis at all. It is like the Elvis that we would like to remember existed. But I can't understand, like, what's the cross section between people who are both Red Fox and Andy Kaufman fans?
Well, what's the cross section between people who are, like, Red Fox, who know who Red Fox is, and who are into holograms? I mean,
that's a very good point to say. I was like, I think they still play Aim In reruns on BET and some of the other like TV Land and stuff. But, like, and obviously we know Sanford and some, but, like, really, it's like Red Fox, really?
Yeah. So I have a prediction about the future of entertainment, of hologram entertainment. I think there's going to be a casino in Vegas that specializes in this. They're going to have this big special purpose stage, and people are going to come from all over the world and see dead celebrities perform. And I think that's a perfect use for it, and it'll become a cheesy Vegas thing.
I think Vegas, and you know what? I would a year or two ago, I would have said Atlantic City, but frankly, that idea is too good for Atlantic City.
Yeah.
No one wants to be in Atlantic City, not even dead people.
Yep. Because okay, I'm not gonna mention any Trump material.
I know. I was just—it was so easy. I mean, but yeah, that would be. Yeah, I'm with you. I think this would be a great Vegas thing. I mean, it'd be a good thing for one of the casinos. Is like, especially like we just had the Celine Dion thing. It would even be good if, like, Britney, I know she's at area or wherever she is. Like, if she gets sick and can't perform, it's like, let's just have hologram Britney, and then we could, like, choose. Like, do we have, like, crazy Britney when she shaved her head and got, like, fat at the VMAs and was, like, drugged out, or do we have, like, Britney, like, with the snake? Like, you have. I mean, it could be kind of epic.
You could have all of them. All of her backup dancers could be each and every possible permutation of Britney Spears.
Oh my god! Every VMA Britney. Oh my God. Like right now, Mike, like my mind is being blown. This should happen. And I really hope Lauren Hawkinson is watching online. I'm sure she's not, because Lauren Hawkinson, who's been on the show before and set for me as guest host, would be so down with the idea of hologram Britney's Through the Ages on stage in Vegas. That is totally a hawk thing. So I'm going to tweet her about this as this is over and let her know that she has to watch the end of the show, because, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, this has to happen.
She should launch a company to make that happen.